It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. We're talking about man's best friend turned enemy. This is National Dog Bite Prevention Week. Coming up, Laura Kennedy talks with dog trainer Bob Ryder, and we might even hear from dog Daisy. According to Bicycling Magazine, there are no firm statistics detailing how many cyclists are attacked by dogs. But jump onto social media, and it's easy to get an avalanche of scary stories peppered with words like terrifying, stitches, and surgery. Bicyclist Joel Culpepper has his own story to tell. He calls Bloomington home. He rides about 100 miles a week, and on Monday, May 9th, during a long ride on a new rural route, his day took a turn for the worse after his bike took a turn toward a couple of dogs. Joe, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Thank you for inviting me, and it's good to be able to share some about this experience to raise awareness.
Well, that's why we're here today. It's National Dog Bite Prevention Week. Hopefully, your story will help prevent someone else getting bitten. You can talk with Joe by calling 309-438-8910. Do you have a similar experience to share, or do you have a trick to avoid those problematic dogs? Give us a call at 309-438-8910. Joe, tell me about the attack. What happened?
Well, last Monday, I was taking a nice bike ride out due south of Bloomington, and I was about 13 miles out on a county road, County Road 1200 East, and I came up close to a farmhouse, and all of a sudden, these two big yellow, looked like lab mixes, I'm not sure exactly, but they just came bolting out of the yard, and they didn't give me chase for a long time. They meant business. They just came right out, and within two strides, one of them bit me right on the left calf. And thank goodness, they backed off to their yard, so I was able to get past their territory. And then I stopped, and after uttering a few choice words, I stopped and I washed off the wound, the puncture wound, with my water bottle, and then continued my ride.
So when did you talk to the authorities, or did you talk to law enforcement?
Okay, well, as I finished my ride, I came back into town, and I was coming in South Morris Street past Animal Control. So I thought, I'll just turn in now and make a report. I decided I'd definitely make a report because I was bleeding. It was also raining, so the blood was washing down my calf. And so I pulled into Animal Control, but it was 4:30 and they were already closed. So I went on home, and the next morning I went on the website to find their phone number. And on the website, it has a very helpful link to what happens if you have a dog bite. And it said the first thing I needed to do was to call law enforcement. So I called the sheriff's department. It happened out in the county. And so I called the sheriff's department. They were very helpful, took information, and they sent a deputy out right away who came within 45 minutes. And I commend the sheriff's department for their quick response to that. And he took my report, all the details, took a picture of me and of the bite on my leg. And he said their procedure is that then they make a report to Animal Control, and that Animal Control would contact me after that.
And have you heard from Animal Control?
So, well, the next day, that day after the bite, I went to call my doctor, and I checked my own records and found out my tetanus shot, the last tetanus shot, was 10 years ago, which means it was right just out of date. So I went to the doctor, got a new tetanus shot, and he looked at it, and he said, dog bites are very serious. He was glad I came in, and he put me on an antibiotic right away, and he wanted to see me again in 2 days to see how it was progressing. So he wanted to know whether the dogs had had their vaccinations against rabies, because that would make a difference in the treatment course. So the next day, I had not heard back from Animal Control, so that afternoon I called them myself, and they had not received a report yet from the deputy. But by my telling them the address of where the bite took place, they looked in their records, and they said that the dogs at that address had received their vaccination. So I didn't have to have the series of rabies shots, which was good.
Were these dogs known to law enforcement? This can't be, you know, it wasn't an isolated incident, or have these dogs bitten people before or run after people before?
Well, the deputy didn't say anything about that, and Animal Control did not say that. However, one of the blessings of social media, I put pictures and posted my progress on Facebook, and through one of my contacts there, sent me a message on Facebook saying that they live in that area and their grown daughter runs on that road and has been chased by those dogs before. So I will follow up with a call back to Animal Control, and I will share that information too, because now they've bitten me, but they've obviously chased at least this one other person. And if the owners are letting the dogs run loose in the yard and harassing people, that's obviously a danger.
Sure, it's a little irresponsible on the part of the owners as well. This can't be your first incident or encounter with a dog with the number of miles you rack up on a bike. You've been bitten before. Can you tell me about those incidents? Were they similar to this one?
Yes, both of the other, I've been bitten twice before, and that was when I lived in Kansas City. That's been, probably 20 years ago. And I was just on a ride out from town in Kansas City. And in both of those instances, both of them broke the skin a little bit, but it was more like just an abrasion rather than a deep puncture. So in those cases, I basically just treated the wounds myself. I didn't have the sense to go to a doctor because it was not a deep puncture, although I probably should have because of the chance of infection. And again, the rabies question is a very important one. But this is the most serious one I've had and the deepest puncture.
And so this is your third time being bitten. How will you handle the next dog you see when you're out on a ride?
Well, I've been back on my bike. I've taken three rides of over 30 miles each since that bite. I had to be off the bike for a week to let my wound heal.
As a regular cyclist, that's the worst part, isn't it?
Yeah. I kept asking my doctor, where can I get back on my bike? but that was hard. But I've noticed, I love dogs. I own dogs myself, so I'm a dog lover. Mm-hmm. And let me just say here, I don't really blame the dogs. They're doing what they're going to do about their territory. I mean, it's the owners who are responsible and at fault, and they should not be letting their dogs run loose. Whether the dogs are friendly dogs or vicious dogs, they shouldn't be running loose outside. So, anyway, I started to say something. I forgot what I was going to say.
Sure. I asked how you might handle dogs in the future when you come across one on your bike.
Thank you. Well, I've always been kind of a pacifist, so I've hesitated to carry anything caustic like Halt or pepper spray or anything like that. Usually I've had the approach of trying to sweet talk the dog. Oh, nice dog. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're protecting your property and giving me enough time to get past their property, past their territory. And that's been pretty effective. If they continue to bark and harass, then I'll issue a sharp command, no, go home. And sometimes that shocks them. They stop, that startles them and backs off. And again, it's a matter of having enough time to get past their territory. I always stop pedaling because I think if my leg is pumping, that might aggravate them.
But this the thing that happened on Monday, May 9th, that was, they just came right out.
No, that's absolutely right.
You had no time.
They meant business and they were on me before I could do anything. Then the third thing I've always done is if they continue to be harassing, is I jump off the bike and put the bike between myself and the dogs as a protection till I can walk past the property. But they were too quick this time.
So no defensive gear, not going to carry pepper spray in the future?
No, I did do some research, and I've ordered a loud blasting horn that's designed for dogs, again, that basically startles them. And the customer reviews on Amazon said that it's been very effective. So that will be one more, and I'll use it more quickly.
So a more peaceful method. You don't actually hurt the dog that way.
Exactly.
Any advice for other bicyclists? What would you suggest besides maybe the horn?
Well, mainly be alert. I do try as I come, particularly out in the country, out on a county road, as I come close to a farmhouse, I always keep my eyes and ears open to see if there might be dogs out in the yard. And I think in the future, if one starts to come out, I'll have the horn for one thing, but I'll also be quicker to get off of my bike and put the bike between me and the dog. An additional danger is if a dog is chasing you, even if it doesn't bite you, sometimes it can be even worse if the dog cuts in front of you and you hit it and you fall down, then you can break bones. I had a friend in the St. Louis area who that happened to, and he broke ribs and they punctured his lungs, and he was in the hospital for 2 weeks, not because the dog bit him, but just because the dog was chasing him and then he hit the dog because the dog ran in front of him. And so that can be dangerous too. So get off the bike is going to be one of my first things to do. Put the bike between myself and the dog so I can walk then slowly past the property.
And you're continuing to follow up with law enforcement. You could pursue legal action of your own to, recover the deductible or other, pain and suffering. Any plans to go that route?
Well, I'm not a litigious person, so I'm a retired pastor, and I basically don't believe in suing people over things. However, were my medical expenses to be extensive, I would try to find out what avenues I might could follow to have the owners of the dog pay the medical expenses. So far, I've had a couple of $10 copays for the doctor and the cost of antibiotics, I'm not worried about it.
Not a big deal.
If I'd had to have the rabies shots or had to have surgery or something like that, then I would without suing, if possible, try to pursue getting financial remuneration from the owners, because ultimately they're responsible.
Okay, Joe Culpepper is a regular bicyclist. He logs about 100 miles a week. Joe, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas to talk about your experience and to help us observe National Dog Bite Prevention Week. And ride safe, please.
Thank you. I'm glad to be